The Depth and Dimensions of Love, written by Z. Charnot, June 4, 1989. This is a brief introduction to a meditative session by the same title, held on the same date. The Depth and Dimensions of Love is dedicated to Z. Charnot's grandson, his oldest grandson, Cody Hershberger, who was killed in a car accident 3 days ago, December 1st, 2010. All of us have a capacity to love. All of us have a need to love. We love and we need to be loved. Love is an essential to life. Love is a flux of energy. Love is also a pattern containing, meaning containing, meaning conveying energy. Love nourishes, love supplies, love heals. But nourishment enables growth, development, change in a direction. To supply is to sustain, to heal is to make whole. So the questions come into focus. Growth towards what? Some kind of maturity? Some kind of adulthood of being? Development of what? A form towards which we grow? A mobility? An agility? A dynamic level of behavior? Sustain what? Life? Its processes? Aging may be like the accumulation of some array of constraints, some limits, some discontinuities, some obstructions that divide or fragment the wholeness of life, the all of a living system. A living system, a being, may very well require essential substances, certainly energy sufficient for its function. But a living system also requires a pattern for its wholeness and for its growth and development. Some love may nourish, some love may supply, but some love heals by granting a pattern for wholeness, for growth, for development. I seek to know how to love in such a way. Loving in such a way as to offer pattern which overcomes deficiencies, discontinuities, obstructions, even self-imposed obstructions, is the ability I seek, the function I gain. That kind of loving nature is the one I commend. We must overcome cultures which are overcommitted to the appearance of things and undercommitted to the vital nature of things. We must overcome practices, traits, habits which serve the culture of surfaces. Each time we say, I love you, it must bring to bear depths of being. It must touch and retrieve from the source, the core of being, pattern which enables wholeness, completeness, and its context connections in the larger scheme. Love which heals is not so much a supply of substances and energy as it is a supply of pattern and meaning. The greatness of love lies in its power to heal, to make whole, to produce wholeness of being, and to establish the one loved in a context, an environment, a larger scheme, which is source of being itself. The greatest love is not a lateral act. The greatest love integrates from some dimensions of depth, depth of being. We may love more than before, more than others, but we need to learn to love from this multidimensional depth. It is this depth and the dimension I now explore. It is in that depth and in those dimensions I offer what guidance I can in meditation. closing our eyes, relaxing, allowing a receptivity, an ease, a yielding. We want to open to this great depth. We want to open to the dimension of the source of our being. We want to connect to the source context.